will say right now that if this was talked about in high school or elementary school, whatever the health ed kind of comes into play, I believe it was 7th or 8th grade for
mm-hmm.
us,
mm-hmm.
I undoubtedly probably would have second thought about what I was doing with porn. I mean, I've said this a couple times. I feel like I've lost 7 or 8 years of my life in my 20s. Am I happy with who I am? Yeah. Am I happy with my career? Absolutely. Do I have a lot of hobbies and a lot of skill sets? Yeah. But I was not happy with how I performed in bed. Yes, I was happy when I first was about 18 up to 20, let's just say 22, with, you know, some kinds of problems from 20 to 22. But if I was taught this from the beginning and I was told that porn was basically like smoking, it's an addiction, it's a problem, it causes cancer or it causes a brain defect or a
sexual dysfunction,
you know, a psychological issue,
mm-hmm.
I would have stayed away from it. You know, it's like that DARE, D-A-R-E, drugs awareness. I remember in elementary school, a police officer would come in.
Right.
Teach us about drugs and the effects of drugs and how bad they were. They need to do something very similar about porn.
They do. You know, we're behind. Like, we're starting to see all the effects, and people who have been watching porn, and their young people with for no reason other than porn are having sexual dysfunctions. Now they're starting to talk. Now I think there's going to start to be a movement. But, you know, educators and people are uncomfortable talking about sexuality, and we need to change that, because we are really, people are being set up for severe dysfunctions that are going to affect the way that they relate intimately for their, it could for the rest of their life.
Oh, it could be for the rest of their life, because there are a lot of people out there that never even knew that this could be an issue. And
I think the majority, Michael.
I can relate to that, because I know a lot of people who I've talked to about the scenario just kind of think of it as being, excuse me, kind of a joke, and it really is not a joke, and you have to be kind of, when someone does say that, I basically look at them and say, no, it's not a joke. I'm a living proof that this is a problem, and if you think that this is a joke or I'm a joke, then you're really not my friend.
Yeah.
And they look at me and they kind of go, wow.
Yeah.
You're serious about this. I'm like, absolutely, I'm serious about it. And they kind of turn their point of view.
See, Michael, it's people like you who start talking and who actually can help others understand. And I mean, you can really, you're one of the people who can help to change the way people look at this and to help them make informed choices about what they're gonna do, what they choose to do, knowing that it can affect their sexual function for the rest of their life.
Yes, and some sooner than later or later than sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's